sick of listening to your shit. Shut the fuck up.
If you're a heckler, shut up. If you're a hater, shut up. If you ain't holding the mic, then shut the fuck up. Fuck boy, shut up. Fake friends, shut up. If you ain't about growth, then shut the fuck up. Negrophobic, shut up. All lives matter, shut up. White man with a forked tongue, shut the fuck up. Victim blamer, shut up. Uncaring, shut up. If you're worthy to our benefit, shut the fuck up. Liar, liar, shut up. Wolf crier, shut up. When grown folks are talking young, and shut the fuck up. You a traitor, shut up. Manipulator, shut up. Real friends know the time to shut the fuck up. Wrong preacher, shut up. Wicked preacher, shut up. If you ain't got any answers, hey, shut the fuck up. Interrupter, shut up. Obstructor, shut up. If you ain't holding the peace pipe, shut the fuck up. Hey, 2021.
Shut the fuck up.
That's what's up.
Shut up!
On a perfect day, I know that I can count on you. When that's not possible, tell me, can you weather the storm? Kick it in, Ralph Tresvant. Because I need somebody who will stand by me. Through the good times, the bad time, she will always be right there for me. Kick it, new edition, Sunny Day. Everybody loves them. Tell me, can you stand the rain? Yeah, okay, stop it. Oh, man, yeah. That was supposed to be a poem, but I couldn't stop myself from singing. You know what I'm talking about. Hey, welcome. Bienvenue to another episode of Shut Up Podcast. I am your host, B Black, a.k.a. B Blizzak, a.k.a. Mr. ShutUpPodcast.com, a.k.a. Le Grand Papa B. Before I start the show, I want to remind you returning listeners that this podcast is still protected by the red, the black, and the green, and waves a red, black, and a red, blue flag. Rouge et bleu is up in this bitch. I'm representing and holding it down for black folks who grew up in the 80s watching TV Ontario, Télé-Québec, and Soul in the City on Much Music. This episode is being recorded on the unceded Anishinaabe Algonquin territory on Algonquin 5th on a Wednesday. And it's 7:35 p.m. and it's icy cold. Not icy cold. There's a lot of fucking ice out there. It's really chilly. Looks like ice storm shit going on out there. This episode is also brought to you by the letter F. Why F? Because F for fuck Whitey. Fuck Whitey as a staff, record label, and as a motherfucking crew. And if you want to be down with Whitey, then fuck you too. Oh, that felt good. Hold on a second. All right, yeah. I'm just adjust my headphones. If you noticed a little oomph in my fuck Whitey in my intro and the fuck Whitey portion of my intro, it's because I made the mistake of the homie Conscious Lee. Shout out to Conscious Lee. You know what? No, I can't blame him. Sorry. Yeah. No, this is me saying, yay, I like Conscious Lee. I like his content and all that shit. But who I made the mistake of going on Twitter. And there's this video that kept popping up on my timeline. These two white ladies. It was on mute. And it just kept popping on my timeline. Twitter really wanted me to see this shit. And of course, I had to oblige. You know, Twitter's like, yo, you gotta see this shit. You gotta see this shit. Twitter has rarely shown me something that made me feel good about life afterwards. And anyway, yeah, two white ladies and hit play. And these chicks are having a debate about slavery. Excuse me, these ladies are having a debate about slavery. Now, okay, you know what? I'm reminding myself this is my podcast, so I'm going to be free on this one, right? So, of course, there was one white lady who said, yeah, slavery is immoral. And there was the other one. Fuck. I can't even say it. But yeah, she was the opposite of that shit. While saying, no, I'm not saying slavery was right, but fuck, you know, typical white people. And two thoughts. One, the first one is, it just reminded me, I just hate so much. Okay, let me back up. It's reminding me how much I fucking hate people. Usually I say white people, but no, I mean, I hate people. When I say I hate people, whenever I say I hate white people, I mean, I hate people. I just had a moment where I wanted to watch the world burn. Yeah. Now, I do recognize that I'm being emotional. I do recognize that I tend to sense emotions more. Like, I'm not even high, but I sense emotions more pronounced than more people. So it's very easy for me to go to fly off the handle. By the way, this intro is impromptu. Fuck it. I'm not even starting the prompt timer. Fuck it, man. This is impromptu off timer. So I'm acknowledging that, right? I remember there was 2 points I was, but yeah, the first one is I hate people. 2, what bothers me the most when it comes to white people and talking about how to them this shit is a theoretical conversation. It's like me having an argument with someone else about, you know, I think Pluto should be a planet. No, I don't think Pluto should be a planet. You know, it's just, look, we don't give a fuck about the outcome. You know, they're not looking at it from, I don't know. Look, I refuse to applaud the white lady who oh yeah, no, slavery is bad. Like, you know, yeah, making all the right points against slavery. Well, wonderful. But it was so white people-ish. You know what I mean? It's like if you really wanna, if I'm okay, look, man, if white chick makes the mistake of engaging, okay, well, yeah, I'm not that stupid to engage any white person in a conversation about whether slavery was bad or not. But I'm saying what these white people forget is, like, I wish, like, in the context of slavery is still going on. It got, I'm not saying, what I say, it got worse in the sense that it's more widespread. And it's like there are women who are being trafficked as slaves. That's going on. Like, it expanded. We didn't, after the United States Civil War, after North America ended the transatlantic slavery, humans didn't become smarter. They become wiser. No, they just said, okay, we need to go more underground. We need to be more careful about not getting caught. We need to make sure that whatever happened in Haiti, yeah, they punished Haiti for that slave rebellion. But it just drove me nuts how it was a theoretical. Like, why the fuck is that conversation online? And even worse, even the better question is, why the fuck did I choose to click play? Oh, because I was curious. But why didn't I hit stop? Because at some point, the dopamine didn't kick in. It just, you know. This white lady, she was making a point. She was trying to make a point in pure oblivious white people ignorant fashion. Look at me on this rant. Okay, I'm going to set the timer because I'm taking more time than I should. Talking about how, look, man, I'm just being logical. She had the nerve to use the word logical, and she had to say some shit like, look, all I'm saying is I'm sure there was a slave who enjoyed being a fucking slave. Like, sure, yeah, there's a sex worker. That's like say, oh my God. I'm sure someone, a woman who's only known, you know what, yeah. See, I'm so angry that I want to match her cruelty. Like, I want to find the right, like, maybe it's impossible, but I want to find the right things so she can feel what I'm feeling. It's like the N-word, man. That's what probably bothers me the most about the N-word. There's no fucking equivalent. There's no equivalent word that I can use that would make a white person be like, whoa, come on, man. Well, you can call us crackers. Not the fucking same at all. And calm down, B. Whew, that was not. You know what's funny is, okay, I'll address this in final thoughts. All right, new listeners, this podcast is in 3 portions. First, I start with this intro. This rambling that I just did at the beginning is usually not part of the, is, you know, I'm trying to be like the Germans. When I say like the Germans, like ordered. In school, they always taught us how Germans, like, they have their shit together. Everything is, like, structured. They have, like, systems and boxes and shit like that. Anyway, yeah. So usually this podcast is broken down into 3 sections. First, the intro, then news and random thoughts, and I end with final thoughts. And Yeah, kind of like Jerry Springer, I guess. But final thoughts is just more. The expression I'm going to use is I cook longer. That's what I'm saying. Okay, I cook longer. I'll get to that in the second, what I mean by cook. Anyway, So you listen, this is not usually the intro. I just made the mistake of watching this bullshit video before record. That's funny, the timing, right? I was just and I was just thinking about how I had a conversation with my therapist talking about, yeah, man, you know what? You might want to cut off a little of that Twitter. I'm like, well, the fuck you talk? What do you know, man? What the fuck you gonna tell me? And then I'm like, you know what? I'm starting to understand her point. Because there was no value into me hitting play. I was just angry. I was enraged. And I was like, after George Floyd rage, that kind of rage. And, oh, right, I was just thinking how this white lady was talking about how I'm sure some black people would have joined slave. I wish this cracker, this cave bitch was able to understand. Some of us are still healing from fucking slave that happened, what they believe to be a long time ago. Some of us today are healing from that generational trauma. Yeah, it's a good thing she doesn't work at my job. Because I would have not been able to code switch after that conversation. But yeah, it was some bullshit. You know what? My fault. It's my fucking fault. I'm the one who hit play, so I'm taking responsibilities for my actions. I hope all the worst things happen to this person. Not the one who was debating against slavery. But then again, why the fuck did you promote that show in the first place? Calm down, B. There we go. All right. Okay. What did I put in the intro? I said, let me cook. Where I got that expression from is, let me cook is I was listening to a podcast on the premium channel, The Black Guy Who Tips. It's called, they have a channel called Balls Deep. An episode called Balls Deep, right? One of their shows is called Balls Deep. And I said Balls Deep a lot. And no, I'm not bringing up the segment so I can say the word Balls Deep. It's I'm trying to make myself laugh again. I forget what the topic was about, but someone on the show, I think it was, why am I blanking on his name? Because I'm so angry. the light-skinned friend, Jay Trilla. Not Jordan. Oh, my God. It'll come to me, I swear. I'm acting like they're going to hear this episode, but my brain's not working right now. It's not cooperating right now. Say no to drugs, kids. They were in the middle of a conversation, and he was formulating, he was speaking. What's that word when you ask a question? Analogy. My brain is, without Google, my brain is being very useless right now. It's rhetorical. Oh, my God. He was being rhetorical in his conversation. And one of the people listening to him wasn't recognizing that he was being rhetorical. And I think even the guy speaking didn't realize he was being rhetorical in his conversation because he didn't frame it as a rhetorical question, conversation, point that he was making. And anyways, Rod just noticed the moment and he just said, because the other one was like trying to, he was asking a question. She was getting ready to, his wife, Karen, was getting ready to answer the question. And he says, no, hold on. Let him cook. I love that idea. Let him cook. And the reason I bring this up is because I do this on the episode. Sometimes I have no idea where the fuck I'm going with a topic. I just write it down. I have no idea. I go over my limit to speak. And then when I'm off the show, I'm mad because I'm like, where were you? Sometimes you just need to process shit. Sometimes you just need to talk it out. And at some point, it might make sense. Hopefully, it makes sense. So I'm saying two things to myself on this episode. One, allow yourself to cook. That means be more patient with yourself. All right? Be more patient. All right? Because there's a lot of white people to piss you off out there. You don't need to add to that rage. So, yeah. So on this episode, I plan on doing a lot of cooking. All right. Let me run through real quick the two items I had on the agenda. One, I want to say a shout out to, well, that's not her name. That's not her name. The Awakening Part 6. I'm saying my comic book, Luna, the Queen of Maru, came in. And I'm just grateful that I finally got it. I don't know if you remember. Oh, shout out to Concrete Comics. And it's a it's like the packaging is so beautiful. I feel like buying the digital copy because I don't want to open this up. The thing with me is I know every time I've had comic books, I don't take care of shit. I don't take care of shit. And yeah, like, I don't want to take it out. I bought this comic book online by a black creator, and the characters in there are all black, and it's a beautiful comic book. Like, the drawing and everything's amazing. It's like a work of art. Like, I feel like putting this on my wall then taking it out. Yeah, I might just buy the digital version. But the whole point to say is I'm grateful that the comic book came in. Yes. Luna, the Queen of Maru. Yeah. Anyway, I'm excited to read it. Okay. Last but not least, in the intro section, that's gone longer than I usually go. Remember, we said we're going to be patient. I'm going to share a quote that I got from, again, my man, as I'm bitching about Twitter, that I got from my man, Talon Macy, great dope ass street poet. And he shared a quote with the rest of us, and it goes, never let the odds keep you from doing what you know in your heart you were meant to do. H. Jackson Brown Jr. That's beautiful. Never let the odds keep yourself. Like, I think of, I've given up on, and I'm gonna wrap this up with in the final thought there, but I've given up on finding the one. When I was a kid, when I was younger, I used to believe in that shit. And, you know, that there's someone meant for you. And, but part of it is, well, I've always known that the odds were against me of finding the one. Because, you know, when you think, the older I got, I realized the odds were against me. But now, my heart ain't into it. With that said, my heart is into this podcast, is into podcasting. But the odds I know of turning this into something, I know they're slim. You know, there's a lot of shitload of podcasts out there. A lot of people feel important. There's a shitload of podcasts out there. And, I don't know. I'm just saying, I'm not thinking of the odds. I just respect H-Rat. You know, when you get you just read a quote, and it just hits you at a specific particular in time. Like, if you've ever been in church and you heard the preacher going, and every once in a while, you know, astronomical coincidence pops up. They just happen to say something that you need to hear in that particular time. This is what this quote is. Never let odds keep you from doing what your heart was meant to do. All right, was that it, B? Was that it? Yes, that was it. Okay, all right, let's jump to news and random thoughts. And I kind of kept it slim, but the intention is, like, how many topics I have in there? I have 1, 2, 3 items in there. But the point is, allow myself to cook in this one. All right, B, let's go. All right, let's do this. Reset, start the timer. Now, okay. Oh, wait. No. Reset the timer. All right. And before I start using random thought, let's do this. All right. You know, is the volume for this podcast good enough? I got to tell you, my headphones are. Oh, hold on a second. I don't know, man. The levels on. Anyways, there's like a beautiful level I like my headphones, the sound of my headphones to be at. And I'm not feeling it right now. But then again, I did read that fucking thing. That I did watch that clip, and it fucked up the rest of my day. But not today, devil. Not today, Satan. All right, here we go. Okay. April 4th marked the assassination of the day Martin Luther King was assassinated. Hold on a second. Wait. Hold on a second. Face à texte, je vous ai dit pas une erreur. I had to say that in French because it sounded better, but let me make sure I'm not indulging you. I'm not lying to you people. Martin Luther King Jr. That's correct. Born January 15th, assassinated April 4th, 1968. Did I mention? Yeah, today was April 5th. Yeah, so yesterday marks his death anniversary. And, yeah, no, I rarely do, like, dates on midweek episodes I record on Wednesdays. I felt the need to acknowledge it since it just happened yesterday. And what did someone write? The quote was, 55 years ago today, mind you, I read this yesterday, right? 55 years ago today, Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated at the Lorraine Motel in Memphis, Tennessee. Ooh, excuse me. Below, okay, yeah, and then there's a picture of the King family. Oh, young Martin Luther King. You know what? I'm going to Google this thing while I have the time. I'm going to put in Martin Luther the King Jr. Highly sensitive. I read something about him being very sensitive. Some traits are very common around sensitive people. Okay, was Martin Luther King a highly sensitive person? So, how long is this thing? Oh, not that bad. Okay, all right, we're going to have an AI reader. Yo, we freestyling right now, all right? Why? Because it's my podcast. All right, let's do this, B. I'm going to use my little AI device to read it for me because I don't trust my ability to read. Here we go.
It's not that bad. Was Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. a highly sensitive person? From his deep empathy for others to his leadership skills, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. seemed to embody key traits of being a highly sensitive person. When most think of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., we see a tower of strength. We see a man with a divine purpose and a dream that is still being realized today. Some may not see him as a highly sensitive person, HSB, but I beg to differ. Many signs point to the fact that he very well may have been one. So let's dive right into this topic. Some of his traits are very common among sensitive people. He displayed immense creativity and drive. Yes. He was extremely empathic, especially toward the social justice woes that affected African Americans. He was on a mission driven by his intuitive ability to hear God's instructions and carry them out. And his perception was clearly on point. He knew how to recognize problems, carve out solutions, and pick up on the little things which HSBs are so good at. Lastly, but certainly not least, he lived from the inside out. He dreamed a dream that was so real to him that he persuaded others to believe in it, too. And rightfully so. Dr. King also had a personalist theology. He understood that having a personal God was key in living out one's mission. Even if you are more spiritual than religious, this connects with most HSBs in that we are governed by an inner knowing, a sixth sense, a spidey sense, whatever you may call it. There's no question that Dr. King fully displayed his authenticity in this realm.
Okay, this AI bot sometimes mispronounced word, but what you meant to say. Even if you are more spiritual than religious, this connects with most HSPs in that we are governed by inner knowing, a sixth sense, a spidey sense, whatever you may call it. There's no question that Dr. King fully displayed his authenticity. You don't talk sick in this realm. All right, keep going.
Sensitive people also uniquely bring all their gifts to the table for a greater cause and can't turn off their feelings. It's like a water faucet that you can't control, nor can they help but absorb other people's emotions. Yeah. In Dr. King's case, his heart was an integral part of his fight, and many joined his fight because of the way he expanded his presence. He connected others through political and social justice causes others chose to ignore.
Yeah. I'm laughing. Oh, okay, you know what? Okay, I'm going to read the whole thing. How long is this story? Oh, this is a 20-minute? Yeah, whatever. I'm laughing because I remember I started this episode full of rage. Piss and vinegar. And this is interesting that I found this article. The reason I was looking into it, I'll read on my own time because it's kind of long. But the reason I'm looking at it is because I read some article, some piece, something on somewhere on the internet that said that Martin Luther King, when he was very young, he actually considered killing himself. He was suicidal. There was a time in his life where he was suicidal, and it was because he was hyperly sensitive. He was, like, his empathy, like, seeing people in distraught, like, fucked with him. And I can relate to that shit. I know what that's like. So, yeah. But it's interesting how... Here, you know what? Let me do a search for the word suicide in this piece. And if it does have it, then we'll continue. Suicide. Nope. Okay. That was kind of loud. All right. Okay. But I'm going to save it. The link to this article will be in the show notes. You know what? Let me make sure I do that. I tend to say shit and not do it. Not because I'm not a man of my words, because I have a bad memory. Okay. Bang. 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 Okay. Je mets ça dans l'article. Okay. There we go. Beautiful. All right. So, Brother Luther King, we remember you. Brother Martin Luther King. All right. Next item on my look. I put in women's basketball. And no, I'm not going to play any clip. No thoughts. No whatsoever. I will. This is what I meant. I'm going to allow myself to cook. In case you didn't know. Actually, I wouldn't be surprised if you did know. But college basketball, okay, fuck it, let me just look this up. Women's college basketball. This weekend, LSU played against Iowa, and LSU won. And the Iowa was, I don't know, who was the underdog in this question? But that's not the point. The main point is, what's interesting is how there's been a lot of hoorah, a lot of noise about this game. Women's basketball. Where do I start? Okay, let me first start out by saying part of why I'm not sharing any commentaries is because I'm not a sports fan. I don't. The only time I get into sports is when I'm in the barbershop. I love seeing people go at it, conversation. Or I like listening to people talk about passionate people who aren't assholes speak about sport. That's why I like, hey, balls deep. The Black Guy Who Tips on their premium channel, they have a balls deep conversation, and the way they speak, and you don't need to know about sports, but you don't need to know about sports. And hearing these folks speak, like, you can hear their passion. It's just contagious, and they make it entertain naturally. They don't set out to be entertaining. They just the way they speak about it is just like, it's so engaging. It's very engaging. So I'm establishing that I am not into sport. I'm not a fanatic. But I am aware that when women's basketball started out, I don't know if it's like WNBA. I'm old enough to remember when it was considered a punchline. Or people weren't willing to give it a chance. It's like, what the fuck? It's like, how do I compare it? It's like, the joke was, oh, no one watches women's basketball, or how it's boring. We just want to see the men play. Yeah, you know, it's kind of weird. And whatever, right? Maybe if the, you know, like, it was just, there was like an uphill battle for women's basketball. Fast forward to this Saturday. I was at the barbershop. And I can't remember how women's basketball came into the conversation, but it was borderline, fuck, you know, women's basketball, this, that, whatever. Like, women's basketball not being interested. Now, I wanted to jump in, you know, want to be the woke guy at the barbershop and say, look, man, give these ladies a chance. But Yeah, it started out as, again, at the barbershop about all men, speaking about how women's basketball isn't interesting, but it turned into what's missing is character. It's like you got the sport, right? But there's like another, there's something about sports. You need like a something that'll make someone like me give a fuck. Like, I know who LeBron James is. I know who Kobe Bryant is. May he rest in peace. I know who all these athletes are, even though I don't watch the sport. I can even talk about hockey. Oh, shit. I don't even know Ovechkin. Fuck, who's playing these days? Okay, you know what? After Ottawa, the city I live in, came close to winning the Stanley Cup, very close, back in, what was it, 20? I forget. And I stopped falling in love with the sport, but that's not the point where I'm going with this. So I guess I've lost track of any of the famous players. But I know the drama. I'm aware of the drama. Yeah, you know what? It's like the conversation was women's basketball is missing drama. It's missing a hook to get us speaking. Fast forward to the evening, LSU versus Iowa. Hey, let me just make sure that I score, highlight. Okay, 102. Oh, shit, 102 to 85. Damn, okay. And is that the last one? Is that, like, the tournament? Is that oh, it's the final. No. Yeah, I'm trying to say, is this the finals or is this, like, is there more games? That's what I'm trying to say. I don't know. Okay. All I know is the big deal is the undercurrent. I don't know if that's the right word, but LSU filled with black girls. Iowa, white girls. And Bomani Jones brought that up. He says, like, you don't have that kind of shit in the NBA anymore. Black versus white. Like Bomani Jones, he was making a point about how, yeah, white people, like men's basketball, have given up Basketball is what rap music, white people did to basketball, what black people did to rap music, man. We said, fuck it, let these white folks have it. Let them have it. But Iowa still has an element of a little old school. And so you had this black girl, all team of black girls playing this, all teams of white girls. You know what? Black women playing white women. And of course, the rest of us were like, yeah, fuck that. We treated that shit like the OJ trial. We all took our sides. The funny thing, I was not aware there was all that shit. The only time I was aware is when, what's homegirl's name? I don't even know. I've been hearing her, Angel Reese. All right. Okay. So what happened is some white chick on the other team who was like a strong shooter, strong player, and she's like a live action hero in the team. She did some kind of gesture. Basically, she's a shit talker on the court. That's what sports folks do. I'm not going to speak against shit talking, but that's part of the game, right? And I'm not into sports, and I'm not going to interrupt in the culture of, you know, talking trash. You know what I mean? Yo, fuck, you know, I'm going to dunk this shit on. I'm going to dunk, put my nuts in your face. Yeah, okay, I don't know how to trash talk in sports. I suck at sport. But this white chick was doing a lot of trash talking off the court. So, of course, the media was like, yeah, man, she's a pioneer. She's playing the game, you know, giving her a high five and all that kind of shit. Anyway, then when the black girl does it, Angel Reese, should I acknowledge the white woman's name? What is it? Caitlyn something? I was going to say Caitlyn Jenner. No, it's Caitlyn Clark. There we go. What happened with Angel? Okay, Caitlyn Clark. Yeah, so she's their white woman trash talking. Then Angel Reese did it. Responded to her. Apparently she was like, yeah, we gonna fuck you up. Man, there's some alpha male shit, man, to be honest with you. Sure, it's two women, but it's like two motherfucking alphas. Two alphas fighting each other. Gladiator style, right? They just so happen to be women. But what's fucked up is when Angel Reese did some trash response, trash talking, of course, everyone jumps on her back about being like, oh, man, unsportsmanlike. Oh, man, that's so trashy, classless, ghetto, yada, yada, yada. So a lot of fucking noise came out of that shit. I'm not here to talk about what's right or wrong. You know, I'm all about support black women. So whatever the fuck she did, then whatever, that's what's right. I'm not here to talk about that. But what I am going to talk about is the fucking amazing coincidence. How I was at the barbershop speaking about how women's basketball didn't have what just happened today. I've been like all over. I've been reading articles about this shit. Like, I love this aspect of sports. Like, I'm not going to watch the game, but I like the drama behind it. Granted, you throw in race into that shit. Now I'm all militant. Now I'm on a, you know, I want to kill Whitey. But I will say this. One thing about this is because there was a lot of talk about how the women should behave and all that kind of shit. Look, the more I learned about Angel Reese, the more I learned about this woman, this young lady, this powerful player, people are pissed that, you know, what do you got to do the crown? Why do you got to do this and whatever? It just reminded me this quote that I heard a long time and I meant to look up before the show, and it goes, how did it go? Well-behaved women seldom make history. There we go. Let me make sure I get this right. Well-behaved women seldom make history. Yep. Holy shit. How do I? Okay. In 1976, Ulrich coined the phrase, well-behaved women seldom make history. It's amazing that I remember this shit. What I'm getting at is, Angel Reese is making history. all of them are making history. Angel Reese is making history. Caitlin Clark is making history. All these players, all of them, are making history. To us, it's just something to talk about. It's just, you know, you have your sides. Oh, these women should behave like that. Oh, no, man, she was right to trash talk that crack or whatever. And so, like, if you're, like, in the future, if you could, you know what? The moment we're going through right now won't be taught in school. It can't be reproduced. I guess what I'm saying is, it's kind of like being around the American Revolution, or Haitian, any kind of revolution, any moment of history. Sure, we know the theory about it. We know that the dates, the whatever, like the undercurrent, but to be in that moment, like what we're going for right now, can't be explained. Like, this overall controversy happening. Like, everyone's taking sides. Like, people are, like, so... I'm thinking of this one story. So, what's Biden's wife? Biden's wife. Yeah, Biden's wife. What's his name again? Jill Biden? Yeah, whatever. She, apparently she did some stupid shit. And and I actually understand it, maybe because I grew up with white people. I understand how she saw it. But so in the United States, they have this tradition of, and I guess these athletes, whatever, after the finals game, to invite the winner of whatever, the winning sports team to the White House. It's just a tradition that they do, right? Yeah, all right. Trump did that shit and had them and fed him McDonald's, but that's not the point. And so Jill Biden, make sure, is that her name? Jill Biden decided to invite not only LSU. She said, "Hey, because it was such a great game, because it was a victory for women, we should invite the losing team too." Fucking tone deaf. We should invite the winning team too. It was because it was such a great game and whatever. I won't lie. That game, even though I didn't watch it, again, because I don't watch sports, but I did see the highlight and I did hear about, like, fuck, just people are praising. People won't stop. Fuck. Like, it's the dopest mixtape that came out. Like, I can't remember the last time there was so much buzz over a sporting event, right? There's some 9/11 shit going on, well, except people aren't miserable. Well, except the losing team might be miserable. But there's a lot of, like, hype, a lot of energy around this game. again, who won and who lost. And right, no, I get it. So I get that part. I'm not justifying, but I'm getting to a white person who sees race as just pure theoretical, or sees race as another episode, another movie like The Blind Side. You know, all right, we all come together. Black people are so happy to be slaves. Whatever. You know, I can see it from that fucking perspective of how, to her in her mind, it would make sense to invite. Yeah, let's invite the winning team and the losing team, and we'll all have a beer together and say, let's get together and feel all right by Bob Marley. We're gonna have that kind of a fucking moment. And Angel Reese was like, fuck that. Okay, I'm paraphrasing. I think she said no joke. No, she said it's a joke, but I'm paraphrasing. From what I've been reading, she was like, fuck that. Here's my favorite part. Then Joe Biden recognizes that, ooh, yeah, I kind of fucked up. My bad. Apologize and shit like that. Angel Reese is still like, fuck that. And now she's being criticizing for not accepting this poor white woman's apology. And here's the thing. I'm reading comments left and right. I don't have my own opinion at the moment. I'm just I don't have my own thoughts on this shit, you know? Maybe it's like, maybe from a political point of view, strategic, like if Angel Reese is planning on running for politics in the future, maybe that was a bad move. I don't have no fucking idea. Maybe there's consequences to her being like, fuck that, to being like, she is young. You know what I mean? She's not Jesus. She's young. She's living her life. I can tell she's not trying to be perfect. She's just trying to be herself. She's trying to enjoy this moment, make the best out of it. I can tell she's not trying to be the good guy, the bad person in your fucking story. She's just trying to live her life. Man, I'm fucking inspired by this woman right now, right? So, but I can tell when she said fuck that for a second time, it reminded me of that line that said, yo, well-behaved women seldom make history. And she is, like, this shit is probably as close to Muhammad Ali saying, yeah, nah, I'm not going to Vietnam. No Viet Cong can ever call me, nigga. You know what I mean? I feel this is what this shit is. This is like, like Kaepernick too, but there's more to it, right? Because thank God I have this conversation with my white friends about this shit. I mean, when I say white friends, I mean coworkers or any white person, associates. But I'm saying, I don't know what I'm saying. All I'm just acknowledging how the real winner in this, I think that's what I'm trying to say. The real winner is this is women's basketball. whatever the fuck, whatever people want to think. It's funny who I'm because I read a piece by Jamel Hill. Is it Jamel? Oh man, what's her name? Jamila Hill. I read all kinds of articles about this shit. Think piece about this shit, right? Varying opinions and. Well, I didn't read think piece by Uncle Tom's and Coons and shit like that. Fuck that. I got better things to do. You know, man, I'm going to stop this timer. Fuck the timer. And who knew, right? Three items and I'm taking all this time. I did promise myself to cook. Okay, let me wrap this up. Let me try to make a conclusion with this, man. The real winner, women's basketball. Now, I say winner, we got to be careful because someone, Bomani Jones made a good point, made this interesting point, like, is how, look, you don't need men to validate this sport. The same way hip-hop never needed white people to validate that art. You can argue that, yo, fuck, for some of us, well, especially for me, fuck, rap, hip-hop went downhill when more white people got into it. Like, I loved hip-hop when it was that thing that I had to protect, that thing that people thought was just a fad, that new art form that only I was, you listen to rap music? Oh, my God. You know, it was like, it's like that thing that's not popular yet, that's dope, you know, it's dope, and you didn't give a fuck what other people think. Like, maybe women's basketball, sure, I imagine the athletes playing it wish they were making as much as the men, or, you know, or had that kind of marketing and all that kind of shit. What I'm saying is I think today, this week, Women's basketball has moved past the point, a new point, has reached a new level. And some of y'all might miss the good old days. Yeah, you might miss the good old days, but, you know, but I'm just saying, it's like women's basketball reached a new level. And it's so amazing that I was in a barbershop and we were just speaking about, and they were just speaking about how women's basketball was missing exactly what just happened on that day. All right. Okay. Okay, last clip.
Oh, there are only two genders. It's just basic biology.
Hi. How you doing? Welcome to Advanced Biology from a biologist. You see that thing? So we're going to go over some facts together, but first off, happy Trans Day of Visibility, right? So sex and gender, not the same thing. You probably heard that before, right? It's because it's true, because biology actually has nothing to say about gender. You would have to look towards sociologists, anthropologists, or gender scientists for that. And that's why when you defer to your basic biology 101 class that you failed in high school, you look like you don't know what you're talking about, right? Gender is only loosely related to sex insofar as we've identified certain physical characteristics and have arbitrarily decided that this person belongs to this gender. But there are a whole bunch of people from that gender that don't have those physical characteristics, right? It's almost like there's some variation to sex. And that's because it's not a binary, it's a bimodal distribution where you have two extreme ends and most people falling somewhere in the middle. Now, this could be due to your genetic predisposition, it could be due to the fact that there are more than two combinations of sex chromosomes, it could be due to the intersex spectrum, but it's mostly due to hormone washes, and it's the reason why every person assigned male at birth isn't 7 feet tall with a raging beard and a hairy ass. In fact, there is more variation within a sex than there is between male and female. And by the way, you could be intersex. You could go your whole life being intersex and never know it. And the reason to that is because when you're born, nobody tests you. The doctor just decides what you look like and assigns you a sex. And then society then assigns you a gender that is traditionally associated with that sex. I really hate when people appeal to nature when they're trying to erase trans or gay people, because when you actually study the animal kingdom, the concepts of male and female cease to function as we understand them. When you're talking about creatures that have vastly different sexual dimorphism than us, species that can flip-flop sexes or produce both gametes or reproduce asexually, animals that have gay relationships. No, this isn't a rewrite of history or science, you just weren't paying attention in class. Let's talk about gender. It's a social thing, right? You got these roles and responsibilities that you assign to a specific group. Now, hear me out. Not only has the concept of a man and a woman changed within our culture over the course of hundreds of years, not only are these characteristics and the amount of genders different between cultures, not only has the concept of gender identity changed since the beginning of civilization, but between two individuals is a different concept of that gender identity. What it means to be a man for me is likely vastly different for what it means to be a man for you. Mm. It's almost like none of this has anything to do with the chromosomes you have. Trans people don't just feel like a man or a woman, they are a man or a woman, or neither, or both. And dysphoria comes from the fact that we've applied physical characteristics to social categories. And the real mental illness is thinking that 8 billion people can all fit into two arbitrary classifications. And no, nobody's turning your kids trans. Nobody would have anything to transition from if you didn't apply something to them that they don't identify with. Thanks for coming to my TED Talk.
Message!
Beautiful. So I guess I should mention that the content creator's name is Micah Valentine. C'est pas gofun, tu parles français? Micah Valentine, yeah, Micah Valentine. And I remember hearing that part. I remember hearing. I'm laughing because in my this is a TikTok clip. And TikTok is recommending that I watch that full context slavery debate. And a crazy cracker white chick cave bitch is in my face right now. And I'm about to turn into the Hulk. Anyways, I just love when he ends the whole thing with 8 billion people on the planet. And we're trying to funnel them into two categories. And some insightful shit he just said. He just shared. I'm really glad that I found... I'm really glad that I found this clip, and I'm really glad that Micah Valentine took the time to make this clip, was inspired to make this clip. All right, let's jump into final thoughts, and we'll get the fuck out of here. So here we go. All right. Yeah, let me try to make this quick. Okay, so, you know, I was just thinking about when I played that video, I felt like a teacher. I felt, you know, like a teacher going on a smoke break. And watch this video for the rest of the class. Leave me the fuck alone, kids. Yeah, that's how I feel when I play other people's content on this podcast. But, yeah, like a teacher. All right, okay. All right, first one. I think, yeah, you know, I'm going to save this one for myself. But long story short is I'm slowly starting to figure out the niche for this podcast. Black people who are highly sensitive, men working on themselves, and by themselves, I don't mean like physical money, getting more bitches. I mean like mentally. Like you were one way, especially got like the one of my favorite human beings, type of human being is this one particular character. I forget his name. He just grew up in a racist environment and he grew out of it. He managed to educate his own self into like that kind of personal development. And this is the most important part. Also shares my interest in music and movies and popular pop culture because I tend to make a lot of references. It's interesting. I've always grown up. I was in denial of the fact that I was highly sensitive person. And I did shit like, so I would do shit that highly sensitive people would do, but I would surround myself with people who, I would attract people who are, yeah, we're not in the same lane. Like, I listen to a lot of violent rap music. I'm entertained by that kind of shit. It's that's what happens when you're part of a government town. Yeah. Just a quick thought as I'm speaking about being highly sensitive. I'm still reading. I should say reading the book. No, I am reading the book. I'm pulling out The Highly Sensitive Man by Tom Falkenstein. And the more I read it, it feels scary. There's something scary about learning. Like every time this dude says something that makes me realize that, you know, you're not fucked up. You're normal. No, it's okay. Trust me. There's other people. A lot of my clients showed up to the office with the same complaints that you have right now. And the more I learn about it, the more I get into that kind of stuff, it scares me. Because I spent pretty much my entire life believing that something was wrong with me. And then, like, I based my existence on that shit. And to have someone tell you that...
We will return to your scheduled programming shortly, or we are currently experiencing technical difficulties.
And we're back. We're back. I'm going to wrap this up. I'm going to, what's funny is I'm laughing because, like I mentioned, I don't know how I'm going to edit this shit, but like I mentioned, we had a full-on blackout in the 613, baby. I'm on Twitter right now, and of course, the same Twitter that I was complaining about before I started the show, at the beginning. And yeah, there's a storm, man. Ottawa, what's trending on Twitter is Ottawa City, ice storm. Oh, they're calling it an ice storm. OTT News or a storm. Ottawa ice storm. Let's see. What do I get from Ottawa ice storm? And yeah, man, they're showing there's a clip of a power line on fire. I don't know if this power line is near my place. people are tweeting off. Yeah, man, shit. I wanted to go outside to, like, would it be fucked up to order Uber in this kind of weather? You know what? Let me check out Uber. What's Uber saying? Now, I'm not going to go on Uber, but because I have to tip the fuck out of that dude or that driver. I just want to see if they're like the, you know what? Okay, I'll do this after the show. All right, I was debating on whether to re-record, but I just realized that I just had one final point and I'll just get through it, even though, I don't know, I'm not feeling too positive about this episode. But, you know, the show must go on, man. The show must go on. Okay, the last item I have on my final thought is pretty much, what's up with the title? On a Perfect Day. And that verse that I read earlier before was from was by New Edition. Yeah, New Edition. I'm just thinking about how much you. I was in the showers thinking about New Edition. Yeah, specifically how I grew up, and this is what happens when you don't have. Let me watch my wording here. When you don't have a role model to deal with love, like relationships. My dad, you know, he was probably a role model as being a decent human being, but not when it came to picking up chicks, dealing with chicks. You know, typical Haitian story. I grew up with the kind of father, religious. I don't know. I guess I'm sure his. I imagine his pops didn't explain it to him as well. You know, sex is like it's one of those things that you just hope that your boy figures it out on their own. I don't know. It's just, it wasn't really mature. It wasn't really, is it the word mature I want to say? It wasn't really progressive, his approach to breaking down sex. But what I'm saying is I remember how New Edition, they made their music sheerly for entertainment, probably describing their own love life, probably imitating their own role models, their own artists that they envy. But and I listened to their shit like they were my positive role model, explaining to me the concept of love, how to deal with women, what to do when you find a girl that you like, or, you know, dealing with relationships, heartbreak, and all that kind of shit. But here's where I'm going with this, right? I was listening, to get more specific, is I was listening to the song, Can You Stand the Rain? And I was thinking about all the times that I would listen to that song and fantasize about her. Her being the one and only, that one and only, I'm thinking of that Michael Valentine clip that I played earlier about gender and how we, what's the word he used? It's like a spectrum. We all fall within. There's on one end you got masculinity, on the other end you have femininity, and we all fall within somewhere on that spectrum. And I remember learning about that, but that's not the point. But I remember doing things that were considered things that only girls did. Boys didn't do. One of them was watch rom-coms. I used to love rom-com. I enjoyed rom-com. Problem with the way I listened to rom-com is I watched it, consume rom-com, is I consumed it like it was advertising a future that I wanted. And, yeah, I guess I was a sucker for, it's not that I wanted a relationship. I love the idea of relationships. So I was a sucker for that storyline where you walk by, you bump into that one and only, slow music plays in the background, fan, wind is blowing her hair. Of course, it was a white chick blowing her hair, and she was the one. And then you spent your entire life pursuing her. Of course, you'd play hard to get. You'd find some scam to do whatever. You know, you play hard to get. You connect. You date. You probably, you know, have ups and downs. You date. You marry. Have kids. Roll credit. Like, I actually believed in that kind of fucking future. You know, I can't just blame Hollywood. R&B songs, like, contributed to that image, to that idea that's how shit. Like, I was waiting, like, when's it gonna be my time? Like, you know, the stereotype of the woman who's always waiting to meet the right one, who's gonna put a ring on it. Well, I was, like, the opposite. I was waiting for... of course she had to, you know, that pretty woman that was just gonna knock me off my feet, and I was gonna dedicate my entire life into pursuing her and to getting into her in my life, and she was gonna be my we were gonna engage in this monogamous relationship, and I was going to fuck no one else. And hopefully I should be okay with my past porn habits. Okay, all I'm saying is I remember every time I would listen to this song and fantasize about that one and only, and I would tell her, baby, can you stand the rain? And of course she'd say, yeah, I'll be there for you when you're unemployed and running out of money and blaming the white man for your misery. I'll be by your side. I couldn't figure out whether I wanted to. Like, I thought I was going to live up to that role of you got to play the cost to be the boss. So I was going to be that man, and she was going to be the woman, take care of the kids. I hadn't figured that part out, that detailed. But I just like that classic shit that I was fed to as a kid. Anyways, I'm giving you this long diagram, along all this context, just to say, it hit me of, it's funny how I spent my life pursuing this fictitious woman, individual. I think that's the key part. This woman was going to give me a kind of love that I didn't even have for my own self. So as I was listening to the song, Can You Stand in the Rain, for the umpteenth time, it was the first time I started asking myself, looking in the mirror, I said, God damn it, I apologize for all that noise. Did I really need... for the umpteenth time, it's... I asked myself the question, can you stand the rain? This might be a corny part, but okay, I'm going to try to wrap this up. But yeah, I'm thinking about the story I heard. This woman, she had a marriage, and she married her own self. She married herself. And I'm sure people laughed at it, but she wasn't going for it. But I understand the idea of self-love. Self-love, the concept of self-love, is fucking foreign to me. That's like white people understanding slavery. Why slavery is bad. I'm still remembering that first video that I started out with. But yeah, the concept of self-love is foreign to me. And I find myself that I realize that I need to get to figure this self-love out. Not just figure it out, but apply it. Make it real. And I do know. When I was thinking of, can you stand the rain? And asking myself, can you stand the rain? I was thinking of this clip I think I might have heard by T.D. Jakes a long time ago. 7 steps to a turnaround, right? And the 5th step is build it. Not bad for an ex-Christian. Yeah, I still remember this shit. The 5th step, I believe, was build it, right? And somewhere in there, he talks about how, no, it's not build it. I'm sorry. It was finish it. Finish it. 7 steps to it. Basically, you start something and I'm notorious for starting shit and not finishing them. And listening to that clip, there was something, he was making some strong points, some interesting points about, yo, finish shit, you know, like stop leaving shit unfinished. This is not meant to be a lecture, but it's just an idea. Here's the important part to what he was saying. I think it was that clip, but he said something about how when you don't finish what you started, when you don't keep the promises that you make to yourselves, you then give up on yourself. It's one thing to give up on someone else, right? I know what it's like for someone to give up on you. It's like, fuck, I thought you were the chosen one. I thought we were going to make shit happen. I know that rejection, how bad it is. But when he talked about, but it's worse when you give up on yourself. Now, I've had my fair share of giving up on myself. I think it's actually like my default setting. And it's true. On a perfect day, when shit is going well, it happens. When shit is just going my way, all of a sudden, I'm the man. All of a sudden, I'm praising myself. All of a sudden, fuck, B-Black loves B-Black. But when shit goes badly, awkward, not the way I intended to go. I'm quick to be like, yeah, fuck that. Like, I'm, like, beating myself up. I'm really quick on doing that shit. Now, I want to remind you, this podcast is strictly for people who can relate to what the fuck I'm saying. If you're confused, if you're like, I don't agree, if you're like, none of this shit is making, if this shit is just making you laugh, just making you wanna diss me for it, this podcast is not intended for you. This message is not intended for you. Sure, do what you gotta do. But I want you to understand what I'm saying is not meant for, is meant for people who can say, who are listening to this and being like, wow, I get it. Not that this is like some, great, man, sorry, the coughing's happening again. Hold on a second, I know what's going on. Turn off the fucking heater, the air's dry. Right, yeah, this podcast is dedicated for the people who could connect to what the fuck I'm saying. And I think I'm just gonna end this episode reflecting on that question. Can you fucking stand your own rain? Can you be there for yourself? It's amazing how I think that's why I love this idea of this person, this human being coming to my life and showing me a kind of love that I don't even have for my own self. It's because I want it. But I get it. It's got to come from yourself first. Because then they're doing all the work. And that shit doesn't work out. They don't have nothing to work out. With that said, this concludes today's episode. Today's fucked up episode of Shut Up Podcast. Interrupted by the ice storm. Ice storm. Ever notice that the ice storm is white, right? The white man fucked up my podcast. Anyway, yeah. This concludes today's episode of Shut Up Podcast. Thank you for listening. Holler at me on Twitter until I get the fuck off that fucking whack-ass piece of shit app owned by that cracker-ass fucked up. I'm mad. Yeah, Elon Musk. Holler at me on Twitter at bblizak or Shut Up Podcast. Email address is shutuppodcast.com. The website is shutuppodcast.com. Email address is shutuppodcast411@gmail.com. Subscribe using the RSS feed on the website. And, I should mention that if you go to the website, that's where you will also find the show notes for today's episode. All the links, all the credit, anything that I played on this shit, you can find it. You'll be able to find it there. And you can hear it for your own self. So, yeah, man. Go to the website to find the RSS feed. But to subscribe to this podcast, or just go to Google or Apple Podcasts. Yo, thank you for listening. And remember, be kind. I don't know if you have a favorite podcast, but if you do, be kind to your favorite podcast. Yo, peace.